Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman who's going to share her story with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Today, our guest is Deborah Hunter. Deborah is a chef, artist, speaker, and author. Welcome to the show, Deborah.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Great to be here.
I'm excited to talk to you, Deborah. One of the things that I just admire about you so much is it is so important, the image that we give and the feeling that someone gives when they come to our social media. And one, to me it is, and one of those things about yours is the energy level in your photos and the conversation just jumps out at you, and it's always positive and uplifting. And I just appreciate that so much. But one of the things you talk a lot about, Deborah, is self-love. Why do you think that's so important?
I think self-love, Melissa, is the biggest compliment that we could ever give to God. And very early on, for whatever reason, we're taught to focus love everywhere else, but truly not on ourselves. And the Bible tells us that we're created in the image of God. And the more we connect with that, the more we understand the oneness of that, Melissa, I think the easier the grace for living becomes.
Are you there, Deborah?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought something happened with my phone. You know what, Deborah? One of the things I believe is we're taught that early on that we take care of other people. So when we get to the place that we know that it's really honoring God, like you said, we start feeling guilty. Before we get there, though, we start feeling guilty about taking care of ourselves. I know for me, it took me a really long time to say, you know what, it's okay for me to sit quietly and just love on me. You know, so it takes a real mindset to get to that point, but once you do, you can grasp it and put your arms around it, and that's what you share so much of on your social media. So, Deborah, you're an author, not only a cookbook, but two cookbooks, and your food looks so amazing and beautiful. You're so skilled at that. You have several children's books as well. So did you always want to be a writer, or how did this happen, this author thing?
Absolutely not, Melissa. You're talking to somebody that struggled with learning. Reading and writing for me was like jumping off a cliff. It was just ridiculous. However, you know, the Bible says that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. It was that conversation we were having earlier about learning to love yourself. And the more that I stepped into the idea that I belong to God, I said to myself, you know, does God have these issues? So why do I have these issues? And then I had to stay in that vein. I am who God is. And if God can do it, so can I. And it was a process, Melissa. It didn't happen overnight. I started a journey in the food industry, and somebody reached out to me and asked me to write a cookbook. And it just, you know, it little by little we got it done, and then God graced me with this energy to continue to write. We're actually going to be releasing another book in just a few weeks, but I'm really excited about that. But no, it was not something that I always wanted to do. I think I've always been a great storyteller, but being able to literally put a literary work of art together was truly something gifted to me by the grace of God.
And I can definitely understand that, as I've been on the author journey. That definitely wasn't something I dreamed or thought could ever possibly happen. But that's what's so amazing about God, right, Deborah, that he can dream bigger for us than we can dream for ourselves. You know, but I want to talk a little bit more about the children's books. You know, what was the inspiration behind the children's books?
Oh, I have four beautiful grandchildren, Melissa, and it was just a gift of love from me to them. Just little love notes to say to them, you know, that your grandmother sees you and that it's possible for you to have the best life. And so the characters in the books are named after my grandchildren, and I partnered with Cyrus Webb, and we decided to share these books with the world, and I'm very grateful that we've been able to do that.
And it's, I think it's so amazing, and you're such a great artist that the illustrations just make the books come to life for anybody who picks them up, actually. So that's just amazing to me. I wanted to ask you, Deborah, though, about some challenges that you may experience as a female entrepreneur, because I know that we've had this conversation about things we go through, but we still get up, and we still push through them. But I really wanted our audience to hear maybe a challenge that you had to face in this entrepreneur journey as a female and how you were able to overcome them.
I think my biggest challenge in the journey of entrepreneurship, Melissa, was facing myself and really being able to understand that I had to develop the mindset to live my life in private as an entrepreneur as well as in public. Because whatever you do behind the scenes, whatever you do in private, it will show up in your entrepreneurship life. And so, you know, if you're not happy with yourself in private, that'll show up in your business. So God had to challenge me to run my entire life like a business, how I eat, how I sleep, how I think, who I hang out with. And then in the process, Melissa, and you know this, there are going to be friends that you lose, family members that walk away, and learning not to be afraid, because you're going to have to go through that valley shadow of death. But the thing to remember is that God is with you, that his rod and his staff, his ways, his words, his instructions will protect you even in the worst time. They're, you know, facing not having enough money, but recognizing that God is my resource. And so there are many challenges, Melissa, on the road of being an entrepreneur, but there's something in me that every day that says get up and do a little bit more. And I think that that's our kingdom birthright, to mark ourselves on this earth as entrepreneurs. God told us to dominate in the earth. And I feel like those who have the strength to be entrepreneurs really exercise that right.
Oh, you're absolutely right. One of the things you've said that you've heard me say before is that it's one life. My entrepreneurial journey and my personal journey is one life, because it's all of me, and I give it my all, even on those days that I don't feel like getting up out of bed. God pushes me into that. So I definitely agree with you on that it becomes who you are. And I talk to people about this often, Deborah, because our social media presence, where we go, how we look when we go out, it's all one journey. It's not a person who's the entrepreneur and the person who's not an entrepreneur. You're always an entrepreneur once you say yes to that opportunity that God has laid out for you. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Today, our guest is Deborah Hunter. She's a chef, artist, speaker, and author. Deborah, you know, you're so inspiring, whether it's on social media, whether you're showing up on programs like this. You stay at 100 on the inspiration side. But I know that you have moments that you need some of that for yourself. Do you have, like, a mentor or someone that you go to when you need some uplifting and some encouragement? What do you do at those times?
Oh, my gosh, Melissa, I got a whole list of imaginary friends that I've invested in, from Tony Roberts to Les Brown, Chris Gardner, Susie Orman, Eric Thomas, Maya E.T. I just absolutely love him. And I'm old school, so I've got a little Dale Carnegie going on. But most of all, my greatest mentor is Jesus Christ. I think every entrepreneur needs to have a Bible. It's not about your religious aesthetics. It really is. This book is a book of transactions. It's about business. It's incredible. It's about standards and character and how to maneuver in the world. So, yeah, Melissa, I got a whole bunch of people that I hang out with.
You know, I absolutely agree with you, Deborah. You have to have those people that you just listen to, that you just that up you, of course, along with your Bible, to keep you focused. It's about focus, you know. So I definitely agree with you on that. So, Deborah, let's talk about your latest project, which is the podcast coffee and conversation. Oh. Absolutely love it. Loved it. Congratulations on that and the success of that. Tell us about it. What is it about and what was the inspiration to get it started?
Well, it's, you know, Coffee and Conversation is a program that is inspiring, motivating, and encouraging. Melissa, it really is an opportunity for me to just create friendships with people all around the world and just share with them who I am and the people that I've been gifted in life. And I'm just really excited about that. And hopefully, you know, in the process of us sharing conversation that somebody's life will be uplifted and changed, you know, and I'm just really excited for the opportunity. You know, and I actually think that, Melissa, you know, everybody should think about doing their own podcast on some levels because everybody has something to share. And it's a beautiful way just to share your personalities, your thoughts, and your energy in the world. And hopefully you're sharing those thoughts in love.
I absolutely agree with that. One of the greatest things about this show we're on right now is just talking to women that I wouldn't get to talk to, some that I would, but just hearing their stories and how they push through, how they can inspire all of us. And I just believe someone who's listening would get that inspiration and get that push to believe in themselves just a little bit more. So I definitely agree with you on that. So congratulations again on the success of that. So what's next, Deborah? What's coming up? What can you share with us?
Well, Melissa, in a few weeks, we're going to be introducing a really amazing project. It's called A Course in Love. I've written a new book, and the experience for me of writing this book has been very personal, and you get to learn a little bit more about why I am wired the way I am. And hopefully people in every walk of life, in every situation, can gain some insight about why it is so important to just fall in love with yourself, to fall in love with your life, and to live the most extraordinary life possible.
Oh, wow. We're looking forward to that. We'll have to have you back on the show to talk a little bit about that as well. So I'm excited for you. Congratulations on that. So what final words can you share with our audience, Deborah, that will encourage them to keep going despite the circumstance?
Listen, you got to get up every day. One of the things that I say to myself every day in the face of mental, physical, spiritual, financial enemies, that my worst day will be better than my enemy's best day because God is with me.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing, Deborah. Thank you so much for being here today, sharing your positive energy and inspiration that uplifts us all. Thank you again for being here. Let our audience know how they can stay connected to you.
Melissa, thank you. You can stay connected with me by www.deborahlhunter.com. Also, you can find me on social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Okay, awesome. Thank you again for being our guest today. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.